The Buddha I am. Gautama is my name, and I come to greet you in the lotus flame of unconditional love that is truly the flame of unconditional peace. For my beloved, how shall there ever be peace on earth until the people on earth begin to understand and experience that peace, true peace, is unconditional peace? My beloved, take one look at history and see the fallacy of the human logic, the dualistic logic, the logic of Antichrist, which has made so many people believe that they must create peace through force, through revenge, through destroying their enemies. What is indeed the incredible fallacy that makes people believe in this logic? Well, it is, my beloved, very simply, that there is something they are not willing to give up in themselves. There is something to which they are attached, and that something is not just an outer thing, be it a piece of property or anything else in this world. No, my beloved, that to which people are attached is indeed something in their themselves, and is a part of their egos, and they are not willing to let go of the belief that makes them feel that they have some kind of superiority, some kind of right to do what they want to do here on earth. Thus, my beloved, all of the outer reasons and justifications that people come up with for engaging in conflict and warfare are lies, are facades. They are nothing but pretensions and hypocrisy. For the true reality is that people wage war because they are trying to defend their egos. There is a part of the ego that people are not willing to give up. And I am not here just talking about individuals, but groups of people, even entire nations or civilizations. My beloved, what was it indeed that caused the American president to start the war in Iraq, which now most people in his own country realize was an ill-conceived adventure? Well, it was, my beloved, that there is something in the national psyche of America that Americans have so far not been willing to recognize and give up. And what is that something, my beloved? Well, it is indeed the entire idea of superiority, the entire idea that a certain people can be the chosen people, the most powerful people, that a nation can somehow be favored by God. My beloved, it has been stated by other masters that America indeed has a special place in the plans of the Ascended Host, that America was created because of Saint Germain's sponsorship, and that it was his hope that America would be the bastion of freedom and the forerunner for the Golden Age. Thus you can see that America does have a certain place in the family of nations, but this does not make America better than other nations or superior to other nations in a dualistic sense and according to a human value judgment. On the contrary, the sponsorship of Saint Germain is something that should not be taken lightly, and thus it should indeed be approached with utmost humility. For did not Christ say, "He who would be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all"? And so is it not clear then that if America is meant to be the greatest among nations, America should be the servant of all other nations? And thus, America needs to overcome the sense of superiority, the sense that America has some kind of divine right to exercise its power in other nations. America must even overcome the belief that it has a right or a duty or an obligation to spread its own values throughout the world. And thus, when President Bush believed that he was spreading freedom and democracy by engaging in war in Iraq, it must be admitted that what he was truly spreading was the current American version of freedom and democracy, which is indeed not the freedom and democracy of Saint Germain, but the freedom and democracy of the power elite that has taken this nation over, has infiltrated all of its institutions of power, and has perverted the original ideas of freedom and democracy that were spawned from Saint Germain's sponsorship of this nation. Thus, my beloved, there is absolutely no way that America can fulfill her destiny and her role unless Americans become willing to look for the beam in their own eye and realize that they have allowed their nation to be taken over by a power elite who has perverted all of the original principles for which this nation stands. They have done this in the name of power and in the name of money. And thus, my beloved, American foreign policy is indeed not about freedom and democracy, but about money and power. Thus, my beloved, why has the military adventure in Iraq gone the way it has? Well, it has done so, as Jesus has already explained, because President Bush exerted a dualistic force that inevitably created a counterforce from the universe. The action of America created an equal and opposite reaction in the form of the uprising, the unrest, and the insurgency in Iraq. Now, my beloved, let me make it clear that I am not in any way condoning the use of violence. But let me make it clear that I am not condoning the violence from either side, including the Americans. Yet I must tell you that the violence in Iraq is nothing but a counterforce created by the Americans themselves, by the power elite, the neoconservatives, or whatever you prefer to call them, that were behind the military adventure in Iraq. It is indeed true that many of the insurgents or the people who commit violence in Iraq are all too willing to play their role of counterforce, and thus I am in no way justifying or condoning what they are doing. I am simply pointing out that what you have seen in Iraq, the chaos and the violence, was something created by the Americans. And when you look at this from a world perspective, it must actually be set that this force, this unrest, has prevented an even worse calamity. For can there be any doubt that President Bush and the people behind him did not plan to go into Iraq and stop there? Had President Bush indeed not tipped their hands by talking about an axis of evil? And is it not clear that if the military adventure in Iraq had gone as planned, then it would only have been a springboard to further adventures? Certainly the axis of evil was named, but my beloved, who can tell where such a momentum would have stopped had it gotten rolling in the first place? I can assure you that if the war in Iraq had been short, with no significant unrest afterwards, America would already have been engaged militarily in at least two other countries. One of them would have been Iran. The other one might not have been North Korea, for there are several other options. Yet I can tell you that had this adventure continued, there would have been an even greater counterforce from the entire Muslim world, and this could already have started the large-scale war that we have talked about previously. Thus, one can indeed say that the unrest in Iraq has been the stitch in time that saves nine, for it has indeed prevented even more widespread warfare. Now, my beloved, every coin has two sides, and so has every conflict. Is there indeed not a similar mechanism in the Middle East, in the Arab and Muslim world, whereby they also wage war because there is something in themselves, a part of their own egos, that they are not willing to give up? And so what is indeed that something? Well, my beloved, it is in fact exactly the same mechanism, although with a slightly different disguise. Nevertheless, it is also the need for superiority, the need to feel that one is somehow favored by God because one is a member of the Muslim religion, which is the highest religion on earth, or so they think. And so you see, my beloved, that this insane drive for ultimate superiority is indeed the most extreme outcome of the human ego that has been allowed to run rampant without any checks from people's true beings, their conscious selves. Thus, one might wonder how long this insanity will go on this planet, and I will tell you exactly how long it will go on. It will continue until the top 10% of the most spiritually aware people decide that they have had enough of it. Thus they will start by pulling the beam from their own eyes, for indeed there are many people on this planet who are truly spiritual and have been engaged in spiritual activities, yet they have allowed their egos to fool them into feeling a subtle sense of superiority because they have done this or that spiritual activity, they have meditated for so long, they have given so many prayers or rosaries or decrees or what have you. Thus, my beloved, this must indeed stop at the top, by the most spiritually mature people being willing to look in a mirror and say, we have to overcome this. We have to let go of this subtle spiritual pride and intellectual pride because we can understand spiritual concepts. We have to overcome this. We have to come together in true humility. And then we have to make the calls so that God will remove this planetary beast of superiority so that other people can be set free from the gravitational pull of this beast that seeks to pull the entire planet into a black hole. Indeed, my beloved, as it is customary to do status at the end of the year, let us take a quick glance back at the year 2006. What were the most significant events that happened in 2006? Well, I must tell you that indeed the most significant event of 2006 was an event that did not happen, namely that we did not have the outbreak in the physical of a major war. Surely you have seen unrest. Surely you have seen the seeds of war planted. But they have not yet sprouted to full fruition as they truly could have been had it not been for one particular factor. And that factor, my beloved, is indeed Mother Mary's rosaries and the peace rosaries that so many people have taken up during this year. Now, in the interest of not causing you to be tempted to engage in any form of superiority, I will give you a realistic assessment. There truly are not enough people giving this rosaries that it can have the maximum effect that we desire. Nevertheless, if you look at world history, you will see that the First World War broke out after the assassination of one person, and thus the shot that was heard around the world did indeed become many shots heard in many parts of the world. Truly, it was not that one assassination that caused World War I, for there was much tension between the nations that had been building for several years. But that one event was the catalyst, the trigger, that caused hostilities to break out. My beloved, in those days it was virtually inevitable that a war would have broken out. So had it not been for that one assassination, then surely some other event would have triggered the outbreak of war. Nevertheless, in today's world, the situation is different, because the planet has risen to a higher level, and the consciousness of humankind has indeed been raised. So there is no absolute guarantee that a major war will break out, and we are indeed at a point where the more time that passes without a war breaking out, the more likely it is that this will not happen. Thus, I can tell you that for each day that passes without the outbreak of such a war, the probability of the war decreases. And so you see, my beloved, had the trigger event that started World War I been avoided, and had no other trigger event come up, then even the tension that was there would not have been enough to cause a war to break out. And eventually, over time, that tension would have decreased and a war could have been avoided. I thus ask you to consider that the very factor that has prevented a trigger event that could have started a third major war has indeed been the rosaries of Mother Mary. For when the pressure behind a dam builds, There comes a critical point where the dam is still holding, but another few pounds of pressure could cause the dam to break. Yet if something prevents those few pounds of pressure from manifesting, well, then the dam will hold until the rain subsides and the waters start to sink. And so you see that while a few people cannot have a planetary effect and remove all tension, they can indeed have the planetary effect of preventing a trigger event that would otherwise have made the tension that exists in the emotional and mental realms spill over into the physical. This, my beloved, is truly the significance of prayers, meditations, spiritual rituals of every kind. So obviously, all of the people who have performed spiritual rituals have contributed to this event. And thus one could say that there are other groups who have had a significant influence on the prevention of a war. And while this is true, it must also be said that had any one of these groups not done what they did, then the trigger event would have happened. And indeed, as they say in the West, the cat would have been out of the bag. Thus, my beloved, I do not want you to overvalue your service, but I do not want you to undervalue it either. I do not want you to become frustrated or attached to your service. But I do want you to be realistic in knowing that you do make a difference. For this is a time where the few can have a major impact on the life of the many. And I must tell you that if a third major war will indeed be avoided, then Winston Churchill's famous remark after the Battle of Britain could be restated, and it would be even more true in this age, namely, that never has so few done so much for so many. For the spiritual people in this age are indeed the only reason, the only factor that prevents this planet from sliding into the black hole of war. Now, my beloved, what shall we do to avoid this war? Well, indeed, we shall continue to give you rosaries and rituals. And although the greatest risk of the outbreak of war is in the Middle East, time is not there for bringing out a rosary for the Middle East, for we have preparatory steps to perform before this can have the maximum impact. Yet what I will do is I will release the thought form for the year 2007. And that thought form is indeed that a golden Buddha is seated over the Middle East. This Buddha radiates a golden light that consumes the darkness of the Cain consciousness, the feeling that one is superior to one's brother rather than being one's brother's keeper and servant. And thus, the light of the golden Buddha, seated in a golden lotus, consumes this darkness, and this opens up the planetary energy flow between East and West. And so, you will see that the Buddha is seated in the nexus of a figure eight between the Eastern and the Western hemispheres. And in the part of the figure eight that is in the East, you see the representative of the Divine Mother for the East, Kuan Yin, who extends her flame of mercy to all people on earth. And in the part of the figure eight flow over the Western Hemisphere, you see the representative of the Divine Mother in the West, Mother Mary, who holds the immaculate concept that all sons and daughters of God, indeed all beings on earth, all human beings on earth, will manifest the Christ consciousness. And thus, my beloved, what I desire you to visualize for the year 2007 is that humankind finally wakes up and realizes the essential truth that the only way to attain peace is through unconditional forgiveness. My beloved, it is the insanity of the ego to believe that one needs to compensate for the violence of the past before peace can manifest in the present. It is the insanity of the ego to believe that one can compensate for the errors of the past, that one can ever fix what was broken in the past, that one can ever put Humpty Dumpty back together again after his great fall from the great wall of the past. For my beloved, if you will think about this with the rationality of the Christ mind, you will see that for thousands of years, people have attempted to destroy their enemies, to seek revenge, to somehow make up for the violence and the mistakes of the past. Yet despite all of the fighting, all of the violence, all of the warfare, the errors of the past have not been erased. And the reason is simple. Violence creates an action that generates an opposite reaction from the universal mirror. And thus, when you take action from the dualistic state of mind, you will create an opposition to your action that traps you in a dualistic struggle with an enemy. And this dualistic struggle will continue for as long as you stay in the dualistic mind. And thus, what can break the spiral? Well, only one thing, that you stop acting from the consciousness of duality and rise to the consciousness of Christ, so that you do not seek revenge, but you forgive 70 times 7. You do not resist evil, but you turn the other cheek. You become as the Buddha sitting under the Bo tree, and you are unmoved by the demons of Mara, who attempt to draw you in to their dualistic struggle. Thus, you realize that the dualistic struggle can go on forever and can consume your entire existence, past, present, and future. And thus you must come to realize that there is something more, something you want more, namely the peace of Christ, the peace of Buddha. And so you must say what Jesus said to his disciples. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. What are these dualistic struggles on earth to you compared to following the Christ and the Buddha into the eternal peace of the mind of God? And so you must decide what you want. Do you want to continue the dualistic struggle, or do you want to attain eternal peace? And if you want peace, then how can you do so? Well, my beloved, you cannot attain peace by winning the dualistic struggle, for there are no winners in that struggle. You cannot attain peace by solving a problem created by the duality consciousness, for such a problem cannot be solved. You cannot attain peace by somehow compensating or correcting the errors of the past, for the mistakes made through the duality consciousness cannot be corrected. My beloved, you cannot fix the duality consciousness. You can only leave it behind. The lesson of the fact that after thousands of years of struggle, humankind has not manifested peace is indeed that you cannot manifest peace through duality. You can only manifest peace by rising above, by transcending, by surrendering, by letting go of, by becoming non-attached to duality and all of its appearances. Thus, you must give up the ghost of the past. You must reach for the non-attachment of the Buddha, the unconditional mercy of Kuan Yin, so that you can let go of the past, and instead of trying to fix it, you simply forgive. You forgive unconditionally. You forgive indefinitely. And you even enter the state of perpetual forgiveness where you are forgiving past, present, and future, so that you know that whatever may be done to you in the future will be forgiven even before it is done. And in this way, you can then lock into the Immaculate Concept of Mother Mary, for you can hold the Immaculate Concept for yourself, for other people, indeed for the entire planet, that no matter what happens in the physical, it will not perpetuate the dualistic struggle. It will not draw you or other people back into or further into that dualistic struggle, but instead, people will overcome, they will rise above it, they will leave it behind, they will decide to suddenly forgive what they have never forgiven before, and to simply turn the other cheek and let the law of God repay the wrongs committed by others. This, my beloved, is the essential key to peace. You cannot bring about peace through any amount of action done from the dualistic state of mind. You can only bring about peace by rising above duality. And in order to do that, you must let go of all of the appearances of duality. You must become non-attached to them, so that you know that the peace of Christ, the peace of Buddha, the peace of the Divine Mother, indeed the peace of the Divine Father, is far more important than these dualistic appearances that are nothing but mirages in the desert. And then, my beloved, when you have let go of the past, when you have let go of duality, when you have become non-attached, well, at that point, you might indeed take certain actions to bring about peace, but these actions will not be dualistic. They will be taken with a single-eyed vision of the Christ mind, which is also the vision of the Divine Mother that holds the Immaculate Concept for all life. And thus, your actions will be balanced, and they will not create a reaction, an opposite reaction from the universe, not even from other people. And this is indeed the secret hinted at in a new rosary for a golden future, namely, that you can rise above the duality of action and reaction. And this does not mean you become passive and can do nothing. It means you can perform action that is not dualistic, and thus does not cause a dualistic reaction, but cuts through the dualistic struggle and awakens people to the reality that there is something beyond, that there is a better way, and it is the middle way, the golden middle way that leads to a golden future. Let the top 10% of the most spiritually aware people be the forerunner for this shifting consciousness. Let them start by shifting their own consciousness. And when they have attained inner peace and non-attachment, then let them go out and bear witness to the truth, and let their light of peace shine, that they might awaken others, eventually awakening the entire planet to the reality that peace and only come when you enter the state of unconditional peace, which means that you do not let any of the conditions on earth draw you into the dualistic struggle that takes away your peace. For there is only one way to bring peace to earth, and that is to be peace. Thus, I, Gautama, am peace, and I say to you, do not be at peace, for that is something you take on as an outer thing. Realize that the kingdom of God is within you. Go within and be peace. Be peace on earth.